Welcome to Resiliency Redefined. I'm your host, Robin, and I am thrilled to share with you information about resiliency, well-being, performance, education, business, parenting, and everything in between. I'm committed to joining you each week to talk about these big ideas and bring them into action, habits, tools, strategies, tactics that allow us to finally uncover what it takes to truly be well. And I'm just so excited that you're here. Okay, so in full disclosure, I actually can't believe this is happening. And I'm literally just jumping in and hitting record and go, because otherwise I'm not actually going to get this plane off the ground. Okay, let me explain. So I have wanted to do a podcast for a very, very long time. I have learned so much from so many other podcasts that are out there, especially in the COVID era. I was listening to podcasts like multiple times a day, and it was like lifelines. So part of me always wanted to do this. And then one of my bestest mates, Peter Katz, like the one and only Peter Katz, he and I were strolling in Halifax and Nova Scotia, Canada, North America. And we had this moment where he was like, I want to do a podcast. I'm like, I want to do a podcast. So Peter Katz and I, we started In Time last year. And I can happily report to you that we have recorded over like 80 some episodes at this point. And I love doing my podcast with Peter Katz. And that is going to continue because that's like this little like dose of like CPR every once in a while in a week, which just gives me like that, just kind of that assurance, that comfort. I love the routine and the structure of Peter and I being able to do that. So that isn't going to change. And now they've learned a little bit as being a co-host on a podcast. The reality is like, I wanted to go deeper. I wanted to like do more. And I really wanted to be able to focus on ideas that are top of mind for me as a woman in her 40s, who is like finding my voice for probably the first time in decades. I totally had it as a toddler. Don't get me wrong. When I was little, I had a voice. And then the world does this thing where it starts to like bring that voice in. It starts to like groom and condition us to know how we're supposed to show up. And if you're familiar with my work at all, I'm very, very open about the fact that like my learning style is the hard way. And how I learned the majority of what I know to be true is because I went about it through the hard lessons. And what I want to do now, and me being 45 years old, is to be able to share and use my voice to be able to offer some ideas, some tools, some findings, things that we've come upon that have helped navigate the hard parts of our lives better. And I can only share with you what I know from my lived experience and what I've been able to gather. It's been pretty remarkable. And to be able to bring in other voices and use this as a platform for other people to join the conversation, specifically about things that like weigh heavily on the heart of persons who are literally trying to do the best that they can each and every day with the tools, the resources, and the energy that they have, which is a moving variable. Okay, so this is like my podcast, but really it's our podcast. It's the things that you're curious about too. And one of the things that I know working with groups all around the world is like, we have way more in common than we do that sets us apart. And I want to really take this time to welcome you into these conversations about things around human resiliency, performance, well-being, parenting, business, all of the things that make up my typical day. And I want to share the lessons that I have learned. Now, tentatively, as of right now, we're calling this Resiliency Redefined, because how most people know my work and know me, it is as the resiliency scholar, the person who kind of has this positionality around the idea that I help people do hard things. And I trust that each and every one of us are capable of doing hard things. And I've created an entire research program around what it takes to be able to like get up when life is hard, especially when we don't necessarily feel well-resourced. However, what I've been able to discover in 20 years of this research is we're actually a lot more resource than we give ourselves credit for. And I want to bring these conversations forward. So we're going to be talking about resiliency, but again, also well-being and performance and how we are able to live these big, beautiful, bold lives and yeah, be able to show up in the hard times, but also celebrate our successes. I think one of the biggest things that are holding women back is the fear of their greatness. The fact that like, if we are able to lean in to our power, our resources, use our voice, it's pretty remarkable what we can do. Now, I have had this like percolating in my head and my heart for years to be able to create like, you know, here's Dr. Robin's podcast. I wanted to create this. And the idea of not knowing exactly how I was going to do it was very much a barrier. And then when I learned a little bit more about podcasts and listened to a whole bunch of them, I realized that I just have to hit go. I need to just move forward. I know this will be painful to look back on 2 or 3 years from now. Heck, it's going to be difficult to look back next week, but at least I'm starting. And my gentle invitation to get us started is like, I want you to start whatever that thing is for you too. Let's hold each other in this collective community that we don't have to get it like perfect. Practice makes better. And this is going to be a practice where each and every day I'm committed to getting better at being able to deliver these ideas, these tools, these strategies, bringing in other voices to be really able to set one another up for success. So this absolutely is like episode one. It's messy. It's definitely the rough first draft. And I actually am just going to hold space to say we're here. Somehow your path and my path have crossed and we're able to have this moment in time where we're able to have these conversations. So, okay, that was a lot coming at you. And you know what? Because I don't have a script, I appreciate most people probably would have started at least episode one with a script. I'm going to show up with just like, this is what we're going to get. And the big idea that I want to share with you today is it's not too late and you're not too old and your moment has not passed you by. One of the greatest lessons, and there's so many lessons that I have learned in my journey as I'm trying to figure this stuff out. Listen to me, journey, as if I'm someone who's like on this journey of wellness. I'm on like a quest. Like I am literally like, there were seasons in my life where I was actually fighting for my life. And there's been seasons where things have gotten like so solid and steady that I just feel so like this calling to like share it with other people. Not in this way of like, look at me, I did it, so can you. It's like, wow, I've come upon a tool or an idea or a perspective that has radically impacted my life. And I feel like I have an obligation to share that tool with you to see how that tool or that idea or that resource can influence, impact, or allow you to have higher agency in your own life to make it into whatever it is that's in your big, bright future. Okay. So back on track. I have found the belief that if it is meant for me, I can't miss it. Super valuable. When I feel pressure of trying to get things perfect or this like nervousness of like putting myself out there, going back to the idea that if it's meant for me, it's going to find me and I can't miss an opportunity that was meant and designed for me has given me confidence to show up and be a rookie, because I know if it's meant for me, it's going to find me. Like I don't have to, you know, I just have to be open. I have to be on the lookout. I have to be primed and ready, but I just have to be open. So this is an example of how, if you can like lean into that belief, okay, that if it's meant for you, if it's part of your story, it's going to happen. You can't make it not happen. So let's say, for example, your colleague got a promotion and you're like, oh my gosh, that was my promotion. If they got it, it wasn't your promotion. Yours is coming. Now, this isn't like manifesting, which is its own other realm, which is super interesting and cool. This is trusting that there is more about like the mysteries of the world that we don't know than that we do know or that we claim to know. So leaning into that idea that if it's meant to me, it's going to find me, I think is really valuable. And I realized that there also is this component of having to show up. Like Okay, so here's, I'm going to tell you lots of stories because one of my favorite ways of learning is through this power of storytelling, the pedagogy of storytelling. It's the oldest form of learning. That's why we love stories and we can remember them so well because it's in our bones to be able to learn through story. This is going to be one of them we're going to share. So I'm a mom of three teenagers. So I have Hunter, who's now 20. He's off at second year uni. I have Ava. She's 18 and she's in first year university. And my littlest is Jax. He is in grade 11. Jax isn't that little. He's like 6'6", but I always call him the little Jax. He's not that little. Okay. Here's the point. The last year of Hunter in high school, he came home one day. And for context, my boys are big basketball players. That was always their primary sport. Hunter comes home senior year and he's like, "Mama, I'm going to Scotland." I was like, "Wow, that's amazing. What are you doing in Scotland?" He's like, "Mama, I made the rugby team. I'm going for a tuna with this high school. I'm going to go to play rugby in Scotland." Now, my first thought was tuna means like we're like improving skills, but I don't know how you can do a tune-up if you have zero skills to start with as it relates to the sport of rugby. Hunter had never played rugby. He never even stepped on a rugby pitch before. I don't even think he'd seen a rugby game before. And now all of a sudden, this dude is on his way to Scotland with his high school to play rugby. So I say to Hunter, he's like, "Mom, it's going to be fine." And he's like, "Really? At the end of the day, Mom, how hard could it be?" And I said, "Really effing hard. Learning how to play a skill or learning how these skills and you've never played sport before, it's going to be tricky." But he said, like, "How hard could it be?" And he's like, "I'll figure it out." So imagine this. So, you know, pack the boy up. He's now off on this tune up with his amazing rugby program with these great coaches who brought him in with open arms. And after the very first match, he FaceTimes me. Now, I want you to imagine this. So here he is, like on the other side, what feels like the planet, and he's in a rugby kit. Never seen my kid in a rugby kit. I've seen him in basketball jerseys. I've seen him in soccer pennies, never a kit. He's in a kit and he literally has like footprints. Like, I mean, this like men's shoes footprints on his penny. He's all messed up on this jersey. And he looks at me and he's like, "Mama, I played my first rugby match." And I was like, "Dude, how did it go?" And he's like, "Wasn't that bad. I was way better in the second half than I was in the first, but I was right. It wasn't that hard. How hard could it be?" Now, you and I probably, as grownups, can look at a situation like that and think how hard most of life is. Like, adulthood is really hard. There are so many moving parts. There's even so many pieces of information that on any given day are moving. We don't even really have what's even known as perfect knowledge. It's like all of these unknown variables. Even like, for example, take this, the University of Dublin City University did a survey. They did a study and what they looked at was 67,000 reels. Okay. So they evaluated 67,000 reels and they were looking at the validity from a scientific perspective, the validity of if the information that is being shared in this reel, if it was like accurate, was it valid? Get this, 98%. Of the 67,000 reels that they studied, 98% of them were not valid. Okay. So if you ever have this moment of guilt that you're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm not doing all the things I should be doing or I ought to be doing or I could be doing that you saw on social media," don't worry. 98% of them wouldn't work anyway. Like 2% were deemed to be scientifically valid or reliable or accurate pieces of information. So adulting is hard. Okay. That's my point. Adulting is hard. However, the mindset of a teenager, that still developing brain and that frontal lobe, sets them up for this enormous advantage where they can actually hold, how hard can it be? You know what? We can lean into that. I think our greatest teachers can be our little ones. For me, my greatest teachers have always been my three kids. But lean into that. How hard can all this be? How hard could it be to start your first podcast? How hard was it to hit record and go? Do you know what? It actually was pretty tricky. Because there's that voice, right? That narrative voice in our head that's telling us all the reasons why we ought not to or we shouldn't. Just like there's that voice that's telling us all the things that we should be doing and ought to be doing. But when we actually simplify and move away from all of the distractions and the noise, and we ask ourselves like, okay, how hard can this be? You know what? We're pretty well resourced. We can figure things out. That's what's so remarkable about the human condition. I love working, for example, with teenagers because I love that part of their brain that just is open to possibility. So I appreciate that this is going to be a bumpy start for me to get going creating this podcast. And I am so trusting, okay? I am so trusting that there's someone out there who actually wants to hear this, that will find that piece of information just at the moment when they need to hear it the most, and just have that moment to be like, oh, Robin, thanks for sharing that. I really needed that today. I want to create those moments for each and every one of you. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't think you can script it, because there's part of us that has to just like trust the universe, but I'm going to do that. And again, I'm sure this is going to feel cringy when I look back at it. And I also love being a rookie, because that's actually like my sweet spot in terms of where I can get stride, is like embracing the messiness of starting something new. Because starting over, having the privilege of being able to start over, has been a theme I have carried through my entire life. And let me tell you, my do-overs and my start-overs have opened up like a bigger, brighter, bolder life than I ever could imagine. And I'm just going to trust. And I'm already rooting for you, right? I already am cheering you on, trusting that we're going to go into this together. We're going to figure it out as we go, because that's what we do. And the reality is, like, that's what we do each and every day of our lives. We are figuring it out. We come across new knowledge. We apply that new knowledge. We reflect on our lessons learned. We don't waste a mistake. Please, please, please don't waste a mistake. Take it, do that like post-mortem on it, learn all of that you need to learn from that mistake. And then we're going to keep carrying it forward. And we're just going to keep showing up. And I'm really excited to keep showing up with each and every one of you. So this is kind of a way that I want to frame it. Now, I'm sure that there are people who approach podcasts like a game of chess, where it's like, you can have perfect knowledge in chess, right? There's like no hidden variables in chess. It's literally like, they call it this amazing game of critical thinking and reasoning. And it's ascribed to like great minds are able to play chess. As someone with ADHD, chess, mm-mm. Checkers, maybe, definitely not chess. What game I do love is poker. Why? Because it's mastering comfortableness in the unknown. It's being okay that there is not perfect knowledge. It's being okay that you never know what's coming next, yet you trust yourself to stay plugged in. You trust yourself to show up and know that you know like enough of the basic rules to be able to get by. So my friends, this is what I'm doing. How hard can it be? It's kind of like playing poker. I have no idea what the hands are going to be, but I have enough of the framework around how to do a podcast that hopefully this could be helpful. Now, I feel like that was a pretty solid rant. And I'm holding space for that part of me that wants to like delete, definitely don't save, definitely do not rename, like literally like delete, but then also empty the trash. You know what I'm talking about? Like on your computer where it's like, do you want to delete it? And we delete it, but we also know secretly it's still hidden somewhere. I want to delete that beyond that place of secret hiding spot. I want this off of the computer. Yet, what I'm going to do is lean into that part of me, maybe my favorite part, which is a little bit more teenagery, that's willing to take risks. And I'm going to save this. And I will post this as my wildly cringy episode number one. But what matters most to me is that you're here and you're listening to it. So despite it not being perfect, I think it was like good enough to bring us together. And I'm going to trust that like we are on this like upward trajectory of practicing to make better. So like, oh my goodness, if you like only listen to episode one and then you don't listen again to like episode 25, don't worry. It will be like incrementally better by the time we get to 25. And I'm going to have like these amazing guests, because I get to hang out with some really cool people in my day job. And outside of my day job, I get to hang out with some pretty cool people too that I want you to meet. And let's just think ahead of like, okay, how confident am I going to feel by like episode 25? Now, that little part of me that doesn't want to save this episode just said to me, you probably aren't going to feel overly confident by episode 25 either, Robin. So my friends, we push through the discomfort, because pushing through that discomfort and being okay in uncertainty, but trusting the process and showing up anyway, is actually the battle. If we can show up even when we feel uncomfortable, but trust, that the work matters, that it's going to speak to the hearts of the people who need to hear it. And people know that they're not alone as they're just trying to co-create and build these big, beautiful lives, and that you don't have to do it by yourself. And as soon as we kind of take a problem and share it, it's half the problem. This is what we're going to do together. Now, I have now rambled for almost 20 minutes. I promised myself this was only going to be 5 minutes because it would be cringy, but it's only 5 minutes and we can do hard things for 5 minutes. So I was going to save it at five. But now, my friends, we're like leaning towards like 20 minutes, which is pretty cool because I was worried that I wouldn't even know what to say or where to start. I'm not sure that was the best trailhead into the conversation, but thankfully I can now say, okay, episode one is done. Please, please, please. I sound like Serena Carpenter, but not nearly as adorable. Please, please, please trust and tune in to the next episode. Next episode, we are going to get into the science of resiliency. We're going to get into the science, the practical application of well-being and high performance. We're going to talk about strategies on how we can like engage in every facet of our life and be deeply content, deeply well. And we can trust no matter what, all would be well. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not sure who said thank you three times, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here, for listening, for sharing, subscribing. You might not want to share this one with your friends yet. Maybe it's going to be like episode six, but who knows? Maybe it's episode three. The best things come in threes. As a mama of three, I can attest the absolute best things come in threes. So my friends, thanks for listening. Thanks for still listening. Join me on this journey. You're a rookie with me in this experience. We're going to learn it together, but I want to be of service. I care deeply about you, about your well-being. I want to share good stuff. I'm going to bring that to you. And again, I am already cheering you on. And somebody recently said, like, how can you actually say like, you're already like cheering me on? You don't even know me. Well, you know what I know? I know that people can hate people they've never even met before. People can actually hate people they've never met before. So why can't you love people you haven't met before? I'm leaning into the light. I'm leaning into the good. You're the good. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for making time. Sweet friends, we have made it to 21 minutes. We started. Sometimes you just got to show up and trust it's going to unfold. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Join me next time for episode two. We are going to get to the good work in episode two. I hope you can appreciate the fact that I just had to start and I started and it's the future's bright. Better podcasts are ahead. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for spending time with this podcast episode today. I hope you found something helpful in Resiliency Redefined. Please feel free to share it with somebody who you might think could benefit. Maybe there was something useful, something in particular that you think you could pay forward. Also, if you have a moment, please feel free to rate and review this podcast wherever you like to listen to your podcast. It means the world to me. And again, thanks for your time. Thank you for your interest. Take good care, and I'll see you next time.